Hey, greetings. This is Jim from John 424 Radio and don'tperish.com. I want to bring you a teaching today, Soul Sleep Refuted. Yeah, I had a man call me, and he wanted to talk about many, many topics, but what we did talk about, one of the things was brought up, was soul sleep, so I wanted to share it with you as he brought up what happened to the thief on the cross after his death. So I want to take this time to use this. We did an article at our teaching blog, and I want to use this on John 4:24 Radio to refute the idea of soul sleep. Now, the idea of soul sleep is not new. It's various unbiblical heretical denominations promote it, like Seventh-day Adventists, Jehovah's Witness, and then Seventh-day Baptists. It's also called. So it's suspect already. Let's explore what God's Word says about it. All right, in Luke 23, Jesus promised the thief on the cross paradise for his repentance and faith. He said, "Verily I say unto thee, today thou wilt be with me in paradise." Well, the man on the phone who called me said, we need to move the comma so it will read, "Verily I say unto thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise." This is really a great example of scripture twisting, as if you look back and check the number of times Jesus ever spoke this way, "Today I tell you," you will find he never spoke that way at all. No, it's pretty clear. Jesus meant exactly what he said. "Today you will be with me in paradise." Now, next, let's look at some other verses that people use to say soul sleep is what happens after death. 1 Corinthians 11, Paul says this, "For this cause many of you are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep." Well, soul sleep, people say we sleep, but look at the Greek in that verse. Always go to your root words. The Greek word for sleep is K-O-I-M-A-O. It means to sleep or to be dead. Now, since Paul is not talking about believers slipping into some state of deep physical sleep, clearly Paul is saying they physically die, right? The word sleep is used for died, for dead or died in the Bible in many other places. Here's one more example. 1 Corinthians 15:20. "But how is it, but now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that sleep." In that text, it's the same Greek word. It means to sleep or be dead. The body is sleeping in death, but not the soul. Now, how do we know the soul does not sleep? Well, a couple of things. Number one, as we said, Jesus told the thief today he would be with him in paradise. Number two, Paul said this in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 8. "We are confident, I say, and willing rather, to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord." Now, sadly, this couple that called us, the lady tried to tell me, "Well, no, that doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that at all." And I told them, "Well, go look at verse 6 of that same chapter." And it says, "Wherefore we are always confident, knowing that, while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord." So if you put that verse together, absent from the Lord in your body, and then absent from your body with the Lord, it makes total sense, and soul sleep does not, and it is not taught in God's Word. Now, you need some more verses to help you see that soul sleep is unbiblical? How about Luke 16? "And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abram's bosom. The rich man died, was buried, and into hell he lift up his eyes, being in torment. He sees Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom." All right, here's the problem for soul sleep people. One man was in heaven, one man was in torment in hell. After death, there was no soul sleep. Now, this is really sad. But this lady said to me, "Well, that's because it's a parable. It doesn't mean it's true." So God's parables are unbiblical, heretical, and not true? No, this is blasphemy. It means what it says. There was no soul sleep. One was in heaven, one was in hell. How about Matthew 17, verses 1 through 8? Moses appears at the Mount of Transfiguration. Was he sleeping? Nope. How about this? In Philippians 1:23, Apostle Paul says, "For I am in straight twixt between having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better." He wants to go to be with Christ, leave his body, which is far better. Hey, finally, how about Revelation 6:10? All those who had been killed in the Great Tribulation, they said this, and they cried out with a loud voice, saying, "How long, O Lord, how holy and true dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth?" Hey, were they sleeping? Those that had been martyred and killed and were looking for their deaths to be avenged? Nope. They were at home with the Lord. See, in truth, there are no Bible verses that teach soul sleep when you study them correctly and use God's word and study the root words to understand their meaning. Soul sleep is just another man-made lie that must be rejected when we read God's word in full by his Spirit and we just believe what it says. I hope that helps you. If you go to don'tperish.com, you'll see our biblical gospel. You'll see our 10-point test. You'll see our teaching blog. You'll see John 4:24 audios you're listening here, and you'll see hundreds of videos, audios, and articles to help you in the truth of God's word and out of all these false ways of man-made religion like soul sleep. No, not true. When you die, you go to be with the Lord, or you go and face judgment, separation, eternal hell. Thanks for listening. We're out in a mission field in Wyoming. You can hear all the traffic. Bringing you God's truth, because we love God and we love our neighbor. Till next time, have a glorious day. May God be praised.